March 25, 1934, how prayer in the divine will becomes the mouthpiece of the acts done in divine fiat. How the humanity of our Lord possesses the generative virtue. How divine love consists in its reproducing itself in all and in each one. It seems that my poor mind cannot do without going in search of the acts done in the divine will. If it did so, it seems to me that I would lack the royal palace in which to reside, the food to nourish myself, the air to breathe, the step to be able to move freely within its interminable boundaries. Ah! Those are the acts of the divine will which, while I search, call me, and unifying themselves with me seem to whisper to my ear, "We are in your power, and with the power of these acts you have sufficient coins to ask for and impetrate the kingdom of our supreme fiat." In order to obtain a divine volition it takes divine acts, and as the creature lives in it our acts extend around hers, and our act holds her own as though in triumph, and asks together with her for the triumph, the dominion of our will upon earth. But while my mind enjoyed the enchanting sight of my little acts, surrounded by the seas of the divine acts, and my little love, encircled by the sea of the divine love, and with arcane and incessant voice they could but ask, "Fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven," my sovereign Jesus, surprising me, all love, told me, "My blessed daughter, how sweet, consoling, powerful it is to hear my will with all its acts, in the little act, love and adoration of the creature, asking for the fiat reigning upon earth." It makes use of the little love of the creature as the mouthpiece, to make her resound in all of its acts, to make her ask for its kingdom. It does not want to do it alone, but wants her concourse in order to do it. But do you want to know what this prayer serves for, which contains divine power, value and weapons that wage war against us with incessant ways? It serves to call God upon earth, for him to live life in each creature. It serves to make my very divine will and all its works pray that it may come to reign upon earth. It serves to prepare the place for the creature within God himself. It is a divine, prodigious prayer, which knows how to obtain everything. After this, I continued my abandonment in the arms of Jesus. His divine heart throbbed so very strongly with love, with joys, with happiness and with sorrow. And my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, all the acts of my humanity possess the generative virtue. Therefore, the mind thinks and generates holy thoughts, it thinks and generates light, knowledge, wisdom, divine cognitions, new truths. And while it generates it pours like a torrent into the minds of creatures, without ever ceasing to generate. So, each creature has in her mind the receptacle of these children of mine, generated by my mind, with the difference that some keep them honored, courted, giving them the freedom to produce the good they possess, while others have them without caring for them, and as though suffocated. My gazes generate gazes of love, of compassion, of tenderness, of mercy. I never lose sight of anyone. My gazes multiply for everyone, and, oh, the power of my gazes, with how much pity it pours over the human miseries. It is so great that, in order to place them in safety, it encloses the creature in my pupil, to keep her defended and surrounded with affection and unspeakable tenderness, such as to astound the whole of heaven. My tongue speaks and generates words that give life, sublime teachings, it generates prayers, it speaks and generates wounds and arrows of love, to give the generation of my ardent love to all and make myself loved by all. My hands generate works, wounds, nails, blood, embraces, to constitute myself works of each one, balm to soothe their wounds, nails to wound them and purge them, blood to wash them, embraces to hug them and carry them in my arms as though in triumph. The whole of my humanity generates continuously, to reproduce it in each creature. Our divine love consists precisely in this, reproducing itself in all and in each one. And if we did not possess the generative virtue, this could not be a reality but only a way of speaking, while we do deeds first, and if we use the speaking, it is to confirm the deeds. More so, since my humanity is inseparable from the divinity, which, by nature, possesses the generative virtue and remains over the creature like a mother with her arms opened, and generates her life in them in an admirable way. But do you know who receives the effects, the complete fruit, of this continuous generating of mine? One in whom my will reigns, who not only receives the generation of my acts, but reproduces them in an admirable way. Fiat.